Real people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back later in the week from the Young Excellence Podcast.
Everybody.
This week has been such a hectic week. We started off with the hectic weekend, and it followed a hectic week. So the podcast is coming later this week.
Yeah.
Sadly, and I know that goes against what I said last week. Like, yeah, we're going to keep putting more time into it and stuff, but life happens.
Life happens.
Life's been happening a lot lately.
Yeah, it really has. We're okay, though.
How do you feel? How have you been feeling lately? I know you mentioned something about how you've been feeling because of your foot.
I've been really down in the dumps. I feel like Jane could tell. I know my hair combed now, but I have not been combing my hair, taking care of myself at all.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I don't know, been like, my mental health has not been it this past month.
I know, I can mostly tell, because you usually you're like, oh, get up, do this and do that and do that. And lately, because of your foot, you've just been, well, you can't obviously because of your foot, but you just like lay down in bed and you look all sad in bed. And then I think you're like mad at me or sad because of something I did. So I think it's me.
No,
I could tell the way you're feeling isn't really the best.
Yeah. Like I always like get up early, and you could ask Jane, like, he'll be going to work and I won't even, like, I'll get up like 30 minutes before he goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel bad.
I know when she wasn't hurt, she would get up like with me when I would wake up
like at around 5 a.m.
Yeah. Sometimes you would wake up with me and I was like, I would have to tell you to go back to sleep. But now she's just like, she sleeps until like right when I'm about to leave, maybe like 15 minutes sometimes.
Yeah. But I actually have to go back to work tomorrow.
Not to do what she usually does.
No, thank gosh. Because I can't even walk to my fucking kitchen. Could you imagine if I can't even walk to at work to the people's mailboxes? But I go back to work tomorrow and light duty. So let's see what happens. Yeah,
hopefully it all goes well and it doesn't get worse from here or something.
Yeah, I actually have an appointment next week with a doctor. So I am really excited for that. I hope that I really feel like they're going to listen to me this time and get her done.
Yeah, hopefully at least.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel that pain anymore.
Oh,
this morning hurts. I accidentally kicked her in the foot and she, like, I felt so bad because she went crazy. She started crying and everything.
I think I'm crazy. I just started crying.
Not crazy how you guys would expect crazy, but crazy emotionally.
Yeah, it hurt.
Not on me, but like,
it just hurts. Pain. Like in the, like last night I hurt so bad and I was like, ow, ow, ow. He's just like, what, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
I feel like you get annoyed when I'm always like, are you okay? Are you okay? Because you just keep making noises all the time.
Because it hurts. My mom, too, she was like, because I scare them. Like, my dad was checking the heater the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like, it started the stabbing pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I started screaming. Like, I don't scream loud, but I'm like, ow. And my dad's like, oh, my God, he scared me. Because I was, like, right in his ear holding the flashlight.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. All we could do is hope for the best and make sure everything goes good.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get into this week's news. And this week's news pertains to a topic that we actually talked about when we kind of first started.
Yeah.
And where the whole drama and all that started. So to give you guys a rerun, if you guys haven't listened to us since we started. Jeff Wittick, he's a YouTuber. And he got big kind of because of David Dobrik.
He got big because of Sierra Ramirez.
I think that played a big part in it, but I think David was pretty big at the time, so
he played big in his videos. I knew him for when he was dating Sierra, and I used to watch his videos with her.
And I don't think most people know that he dated like a famous person.
Yeah.
I did it until you told me.
Yeah.
But in the situation, there was a crane incident where they were trying to do like a comeback video for David, and he was spinning Jeff around on a crane and he stopped the crane Jeff smashed his face on it and he like almost died, and so he had like his whole eye rebuilt, all his whole face bones and everything. So now like that happened like 2 years ago and he's still going through like surgeries and stuff. So he felt like a lot of resentment towards David, and they actually talked about it and they seemed like they were good. But coming now, it hasn't came out yet, there was a comedy thing. You remember when Jason did his
the
roast of Jason Nash or whatever it was. Oh, so he's coming out with another one where it's the roast of Bryce Hall, and it's still like in the works, and this kind of deals with it. Why that it's still in the works is because in the roast, Jeff made a couple jokes. Just what I've seen from the Instagram and from Twitter, Jeff made a couple jokes that I guess kind of put in David in it and stuff like that. Made, like, I don't know if there were comments about David or like related it to him somehow. Yeah. But it seemed like David didn't take the jokes very well. And obviously it's like a comedy thing. It's a roast. They're not supposed to take it to heart.
Yeah.
So David, just what Jeff is saying, it seems like it took it to heart. And now Jeff is cutting all his parts out of the comedy skit. And that's why he's been like ranting all over Twitter and Instagram, saying like he made a meme about David. I'll put it up on the screen where he's like, oh, look, he got sponsored again. And he made like a balding thing because David looks like he's balding. And he was like, he called him like a bunch of stuff. He's just been going at him all over social media,
yeah.
Which I think he's right. But I don't know. It's a roast battle, so you can't take it to heart. And Jeff has all right to do it because of what David has done to him. He almost killed him. So
yeah.
A petty joke shouldn't really hurt you that bad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What do you think about the whole situation?
I feel like Jeff, oh my God. This guy went through hell.
He put out a document, like a docu-series, I guess is what it's called.
Oh, we watched it.
Yeah, and you could tell, like, he even says that he contemplated, like, suicide and stuff and all that. Like, he just
wasn't... It ruined his life.
Literally, like, if you looked at a before picture and a now picture, you can clearly tell that he had to get surgeries and stuff on it, which he was, like, known as the good-looking guy, and I don't think he cares about that, but...
I think he's still good-looking.
Yeah, I think he looks pretty much the same, but you can kind of tell.
You could tell there's a difference between this side of the face and this side of his face.
Like, one eye looks more sunken in.
Yeah, and his cheekbone, I don't know, it's like, feels like, I don't know.
It's a little bit, like, I don't know, more puffy.
Yeah.
But, he was known as, like, the good-looking guy of the group, and, like, he started building his way on that on social media. And I don't think he really cares about it, but that built, like, that was part of his brand and everything. And for that to be taken kind of away probably took a big old toll on him.
Yeah. I don't know. Jeff, after the whole situation, he was, like, the biggest person ever to forgive David, especially because David, he was like, David's just a kid.
Exactly. You
know, he still has room to grow and stuff and learn from his mistakes.
David, yeah, we covered this in the last one. David's not a kid. He's like almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
He's like 27, gonna be 27.
Yeah.
He's pretty older. That's not being a kid.
Uh-uh.
But Jeff gave him the benefit of the doubt, and now David's still on that shit when he should just let it go.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know the whole situation, but just from what we can see, it seems like I'm on Jeff's side, and I've been on Jeff's side because when it all happened was when David was already getting a bunch of hate and all that for all the situations that we talked about in our first kind of episode.
Oh, he's only 25.
Going to be 26, or he just turned 25?
He's going to be 26.
Oh, I thought he was going to be 27.
Yeah, because
I thought somewhere they mentioned that he was 26.
But still, that's still not a kid. Like,
you're
old. You know better.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that whole situation is crazy. I feel so bad for Jeff, and Jeff's in the right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the jokes he made. Maybe they're bad, but still, you almost killed him.
Like, David should have like sat back and been like, you know what, this happened, Jeff. If this is Jeff's way of venting, then let it be.
Exactly, because you almost killed him.
Yeah.
If you almost took his life, obviously he has like free reign, I believe, his whole life to make jokes on you or say anything to you because you did that to him.
Yeah, he does.
And you could say he didn't mean to or something, but I mean, it still happened.
Yeah.
But that whole situation is crazy. You know what? Another crazy situation is what's going on in the world right now.
Oh.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
Did you see that video I sent you first off?
I watched him, but I don't know which one you're talking about.
The one with Vladimir Putin?
Oh, yeah. I watched that one where he was talking. I've seen it before you sent it to me.
He said that about nuclear war.
Yeah,
there will be a war. And he was like, and there'll be no winners, indicating that the whole world is going to go down with
him. Yeah, like if he's going to fight, he's going to take him down with everybody.
And this man said it calmly. There was no...
Like, and he says it in like smart tone, and obviously it's in Russian, but they put like...
Sorry.
You look like you got shocked.
It was a stabbing pain.
It's in Russian, but they put the captions over it, but... He pretty much says that it would be nuclear warfare without actually saying that there would be nuclear warfare.
Yeah. This man just said he'll end the earth.
And then I saw that they initiated the attacks today.
Last night.
Some of them in Ukraine, and that even in Russia, they don't want them to fight. And in like everybody doesn't want them to fight.
Nobody wants them to fight at all.
But like both, Biden, I don't know. That's none of my, I don't care about that stuff. But he keeps saying like, oh, if he wants to fight, we'll fight him.
And I'm just like, no, no, no.
And I think Putin is like, no, I don't want to fight. He's like, I don't really want to. He's like, but he's like the same way. He's like, but if they want to, I'm going to do it.
Sorry, my nose. I got lick a little.
But yeah, I think Putin is like the same way where he's like, oh, if he wants to fight, then we'll fight. And it just keeps going back and forth when nobody really wants to do it. Like the citizens and stuff don't really want to fight. And I know that they're like sending missiles and stuff to Ukraine and there's already like citizens dying and stuff.
I know. It's insane.
So it's like the possibility of having a draft could be actually pretty real, which is scary for me because you have to sign up for it when you turn 18. I don't know if girls have to. Do they?
No.
Just guys? That's scary. I mean, it could happen.
But I did hear that they were going to make the draft for everybody.
Yeah, it has to be. Once you make a draft, it's for the whole United States. I don't think they do it, like, by a couple states. I don't think
No, fair. Like, men and women.
Oh, really? How would they do that? Because you guys haven't signed up.
I know, I just saw, like, I remember we were talking about it. I swear we talked about it one time.
A draft know.
For women.
I don't remember.
I don't believe in war. So that's a hell no for me.
If you get drafted, you have to, or you go to jail.
I mean, yeah, I think nowadays, I have to, but I think then
most people like around like my age and stuff, they would nowadays they'd probably just go to jail instead of going to war.
Yeah, I mean, some people are built for the war.
I mentioned the like joking about the draft, which isn't something to joke about, but Charlene's always like, "Oh, I'm gonna break your kneecaps if you ever get drafted."
Yeah,
or you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna
tie his ass to the chair and bring a baseball bat to those knees."
Or you're like, "Oh, we'll put you in hiding or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the whole situation is crazy, and for the fact that the draft could actually happen is crazy because it affects me.
It affects like, oh my god, it's so scary. Like, my grandpa went to war. My grandpa got drafted to the Korean War. And the stuff, like, he was, like, he would never talk about it. It was just so insane. He made, like, a lifelong friend. But he was put through that just
I know, because. I seen pictures on TikTok. And I've seen them, like, years where, like, it shows the soldiers from, like, the first, like, World War One and World War Two.
Yeah.
Where they were, like, my age, maybe even younger, straight out of high school, going to fight in the war. And then it shows them when they come back and how, like, different their faces look. They say, like, they get shell-shocked.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do this, but they get shell-shocked. But that mostly means, like, they see so much traumatic stuff that their brain just kind of just, like, it just, like, blanks.
Yeah.
They don't really.
And World War II didn't end that long ago.
Mm-mm. It ended, like, in the 40s, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was around Hitler and all that time,
too. World War II was Hitler.
Yeah. But that was when he pertained. I don't know what World War One was, but I know World War Two.
I'm pretty sure Mexico ended World War One.
I don't know.
I remember like learning about it in school where they sent that freaking telegram or whatever the hell it was.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I remember learning about that too.
But I don't remember what they were fighting over.
I think it was Mexico's land or something like that, or the United States land.
I don't know. It was a big old. But did you think about it? Both wars were in like not that long ago.
Yeah.
Both world wars.
Sorry if you guys, does the clicking pick up on here?
I don't think so.
Sorry if you guys hear that clicking. It's our fan. It's pretty hot in the room because we're rushing around trying to get everything set up real quick. So I'm sweating. I'll probably have like a little bit of sweat on me.
First, let me do some fact checks. World War One. World War Z. No, just kidding. World War One from July 28th, 1914 till November 11th, 1918. And what were they fighting over? It doesn't say at all.
Yeah, it's probably over land or something.
Winner? There's a winner? The Allies.
Obviously. If we didn't win, maybe we wouldn't be the United States right now. We would be some other country. And if we didn't win World War II, we would be part of the Soviet Union because they wouldn't be Russia.
I think the whole world won World War II. World War II, 1939 to 1945.
Yeah, so it was like a couple of years before my grandpa and grandma were born. That's crazy, huh? How like they just missed it. And they were around for like Vietnam War and stuff like that, right? The Korean War?
Yeah.
That happened in like one of them I think happened in like the 70s or 80s.
Well, when was it that we bombed freaking
That was the cause of World War That One. Was the Korean War, wasn't it? World War One, maybe?
No, Korean War was like North Korea and South Korea.
I don't know the one where we went to fight against No, that was the Vietnam. I don't know. I don't know what. We need to get our facts checks on the wars, because I remember with Hiroshima and stuff like that when they attacked Pearl Harbor. But I don't know what if that was considered a war or something like that.
So we bombed. Oh my gosh. So I think us bombing of Tokyo in 1945 ended World War II by the United States on the capital of Japan during final stages of World War II. Yep. Mm-hmm. So basically us noking their ass. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. We won. But if you were drafted, what would happen?
Obviously,
would we get married so I could go with you?
I don't think that's the kind of situation.
But I feel like if you go to the military.
I think that works with the actual military where like you join in by like self, like by yourself. But I think
I joined the military to go with, but we don't get, no. We don't land at the same place.
But I would just like go. I would have to fight. I mean, going to jail, I mean, would suck.
I wonder if it's a lot different now than it was back then. If, like, back then you could only write letters.
Well, I think back, yeah. Oh, you're talking about, like, communication. I thought you were talking about, like, the overall aspect of fighting. No,
so I'm pretty sure it's the same shit.
But I think it's a lot different. I know there's, like, men out on the field fighting. But I think back then it was more common because that was, like, one of the only things you do. Now there's, like, technology where they have these crazy technological planes or...
Yeah.
Drones always like attacking and stuff where like you don't really need much manpower as you did back in the day when you mm-hmm. were the only you give you a gun and you go out on the line and you try and you
when I picture, survive when I picture the war I picture it as like freaking Forrest Gump.
I never watched that movie.
Oh shit.
But yeah, I commend all those soldiers that are over there fighting now. That's crazy. I saw that they sent off 8,500 from the U.S. over there to Ukraine. Gosh. So they're sending out a bunch of people, a bunch of soldiers.
Gosh. I hope everybody's okay.
I know. I hope it don't last long, because a war lasting years, that's a long time. And hopefully this doesn't turn into that.
Like, weren't we in war with the... What's it called? Iraq forever?
Well, Iran? Yeah, I guess you would consider that a war, but that's like has been going on for like decades.
Her watch American Sniper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's a scary movie.
There's probably someone out there in Ukraine right now that's like the next American Sniper.
Yeah. Remember that movie that you watched? No, that'd be like Ukraine Sniper.
Mm.
Oh, no.
No, they would be the American, because if it was from the U.S. or Canadian or something... But
that's crazy. That movie you watched, that 1912?
Oh, 1912. That movie is crazy. It came out a couple of years ago. It was a long movie, but it makes it seem like it. I think it's World War II, right? Or World War One.
1912.
Oh yeah, duh. But it was about the World War One war where they like, but they make it, they film it like it's all one scene. So it's like following this one soldier all through the fight and like all the shit he had to go through and like he had to kill. I don't know, these people, he would get surprise attack. I don't know, you would have to watch the movie. It's about the military, pretty much, back in the day, and how, like, it ended. And no, he was trying to send a letter or something, right? Or a code. And he had to make it over there. It was, like, across country or something like that. And he made it. That shit was crazy.
I just, same prayers to those poor people.
Exactly,
yeah. Out there, the Russians, the Ukrainians, all of them, because, you know, they're innocent lives that shouldn't, they don't have to go through this.
You could tell that the citizens don't want it because both sides keep saying no because they know that their lives are in danger.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to die.
Yeah, they're all there, like, I think they were bombing Ukraine yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They're sending missiles, and they said, I saw a news thing that Ukraine was, like, putting up a good fight, but that's why the U.S. is sending soldiers because, like...
Ukraine is so small.
They're getting kind of, like, overthrown.
Yeah, they're tiny. Russia's huge.
That Russia's sending missiles and stuff like that, and Ukraine's, like, they're fighting them off because, you know, the technology, they can blow them up in there. But, like, other than that, like, they're kind of losing the fight, so they're sending soldiers over there to help him out.
Just please pray for these people.
If it gets any bigger, then they'll put in Canada's soldiers, their military.
The Canadians are getting in this?
Or the UK soldiers, because we're all allies.
I know, but the Canadians are so, you know, quiet.
Not when it comes to, I mean, when it comes to war, you it's pretty much like you sign a treaty, pretty much, the like all the governments, every country, and you pick who's with who. And then the other ones that are against you, those are your
enemies. Isn't Russia's ally fucking North Korea?
It's Russia, North Korea, like Afghanistan, Iraq, I think. I don't know if those are countries, but like those ones and like all those like others kind of like, I don't know if you call them European countries. And then ours are like the UK, Canada, South Korea. Have you seen South Korea's army? Those people, they're crazy. The type of
they didn't win the fight for nothing.
The type of combat that they use is crazy. If you see them fight like hand to hand combat, they do it. It's like crazy fighting.
Okay. So I was so in our class in high school, he put in this documentary, and so they went into North Korea, and or did they go into South? No, I think they went to North Korea. In South Korea, they have these two people saying, it was like in the, right on the border, they have this like little thing. And South Korea went in there to try to get a hold of North Korea, call him on the phone. I mean, and I'm pretty sure the soldiers saw him go into the booth, call him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer.
Yeah.
And so.
So he was calling North Korea?
Yeah.
Why would he be calling them?
I don't know. Trying to get a hold of them to see if the people go in there.
Oh, okay.
But they were able to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went in and stuff, and
Shit, I left the iPad over there. We'll use your phone for the notes.
Yeah. And so they freaking, they were starting filming people and, like, how they, like, over there they have, like, Kim Jong-un has to be, like, basically their god. Mm-hmm. So he would go into people's, they would go into people's houses where they would have to, like, pray to him and stuff. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And like, there's people that would escape from North Korea to China, but the barbed wire fence, if you touches you, damn, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So these two guys that were in the military, they were guards at the time, and they tried to escape to China, and one got electrocuted and the other one made it.
That's crazy. Imagine after being in that situation, imagine being in that situation where you have to kind of like figure out how to get out of a place.
I know, it's intense. So I really do pray that, you know, this war doesn't get any worse and, you know, they can settle it civilizedly.
Civilly. I think.
Civilized. They can settle it civilized. And it doesn't have to get any worse than this because in reality, like, no one really deserves this, you know.
Yeah. Especially when none of the citizens are, like, fighting and stuff. Like, in World War II, I think Hitler kind of like brainwashed a lot of people where he was like, oh, we hate those people because of this and this and this. And so all those people are like, yeah, we hate those people because of this. Like, he gave them a reason to. And I think now they don't really like, there's no reason. The citizens don't want to fight or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and I could say brainwashed because Hitler was a bad person and he did brainwash people.
He was a horrible person. Jamie made me watch The Boy in the Striped Pajamas one day, and I was like, and then like the dad hated the little kid, and like, can't you just let, and the little kid, he was like playing with his friend, he was like, he didn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, racism is taught.
I even saw this one thing where it's a
or learned
what was his name, not Amish,
Jewish.
Where this guy, he was a Jewish photographer back then during the time of war, and it was a Soviet Union like politician or something.
Yeah.
But he didn't know. So the guy was taking his picture, and somebody told him while he was taking the picture, he's like, he's Jewish. And you can see the guy's face change once he takes the picture.
Oh my gosh. Like Anne Frank. Yeah. Like all the stuff she had to go through.
I always see jokes on TikTok where they're like, oh, we know damn well Anne Frank was. Is that Anne Frank, the one that was deaf and blind?
No.
Then who is the one that was deaf and blind?
What are you talking about?
Not Anne Frank. What is she? The one that, like, she was able to teach herself how to talk and stuff like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. What the hell's her name? I've never heard of it. I'll put up her name if I find it on the screen. But I thought it was Anne Frank, but she's the one that wrote the Bible. Or not the Bible. Not the Bible. She wrote her diary. Oh my god.
I don't know what language it's in, but her name's like Anna Franca.
Yeah. Who's the one? Not Anne Frank. What the hell's her name? But anyway, I always hear jokes about her where they're like, you know damn well she didn't know how to read or something like that.
Who, Anne Frank?
No, it's that one chick. She was deaf and blind. I don't remember her name. But Anne Frank, she was the one that wrote her diary.
I don't know.
But let's get on to the Reddits.
Yeah,
we're talking too much about war. Good thing we ended it on a good laugh. This one says, I can't handle my boyfriend's relationship with female friends. And it honestly makes me feel terrible because his female friends are kind to me and have been very welcoming when it comes to me being in a relationship with my boyfriend. My boyfriend is very sensitive and an understanding guy. That's why people tend to gravitate towards him and give him a lot for friendship. So I understand why he has a lot of female friends in his life. But their closeness makes me uncomfortable and it almost made me walk out of a relationship once before. The thing is, his female friends often are at his place drinking with him, stay the night even. He tells me when it's happening so that the fact that he is being honest about it is something I appreciate. But this week, I feel I don't know how to handle it as he went with his best friend to help her get an STD test. I wish she would have taken her boyfriend with her instead. Oh, I got a little bit confused. I was like, the boyfriend, but I get what she's mean.
Yeah.
It made me question where I stand in the relationship. Am I just a friend he sleeps with, as it seems he is just as much there for them as he is there for me? I don't think he would choose me if he had to choose them or me. And I know ultimatums is terrible, but not even knowing where I stand is in this relationship makes me so depressed. And honestly, I haven't really slept these last days because I feel so unsure. But I like him so much, and I don't want to break up either.
How long have they been together?
It doesn't say. But I think if he's giving females enough tension as he gives you, then in doing stuff that like you guys do together, and the STD test is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
She has a boyfriend. Why wouldn't she take the boyfriend?
Yeah, and why is she getting STD tested?
Exactly. Maybe they're going to go check so they can sleep together or something. He's like, I want to make sure you don't have any STDs.
I remember they already slept together and bam, she got a boyfriend. And then her boyfriend's like, oh, maybe I got a rhea, so she has to get tested. And then she already slept with him.
Yeah,
maybe. So then he has to get tested too.
See, I feel like if you're giving another female attention that you give your girlfriend, then that's not right.
Or vice versa. Imagine giving another male.
And I get what she means, because if he's doing stuff with her, like that he's doing with other girls, it kind of seems like he's just using her for sex pretty much.
No, yeah. I don't know. Okay, that's kind of awful. That's an awful situation.
Yeah.
I see her point where she's like, oh, if I make him choose him versus me versus them.
And she knows kind of figure that he's not going to pick her, then that's not really good in the best place too. So I think like every other discussion that we talk about, Reddit discussion, that the girl or guy should end up just leaving the significant other.
But I wonder if she's met the friend's boyfriend. Because what if the boyfriend's telling her, he's like, oh yeah, you know, Marsha has a boyfriend. But Marsha's boyfriends are her boyfriend.
What do you mean?
Okay, so Marsha, the girl.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, where like you say that the friend, the guy's friend, has a boyfriend, but she hasn't met her boyfriend yet. But the boyfriend could be her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. I hope you guys understand what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
But that could be a possibility. We don't know, but
I don't know. How would you feel?
Like I just said, like it's not right.
Yeah.
But like I feel like every other Reddit discussion we read, it's always like they have to, it's kind of rules for breaking up because of how bad the situation is.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's life is different. My saying, I always tell Charlene, I'm always like, to each their own. So everybody could choose and pick whatever they want to do in life, and they have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, whatever floats their boat.
Exactly. But let's move on to the next one. I broke up with a guy and he's asking me to send him back the money he spent on our dates. Should I? So I was dating this guy for about 4 months. We weren't official. And I ended up breaking things off because I realized I actually like women and not men. I told him this and apologized for hurting him and wasting his time. I explained that it was never my intention and I genuinely thought I was bi when we first started seeing each other. When we first spoke about it, he told me he would be okay with it if I realized I wanted to date women and ended it with him, saying he would be hurt, but that in life you need to be selfish. You need to be selfish, and I need to do what made me happy. So I ended it in a day later, saying that whilst I wasn't 100% sure, I didn't like men at all. I didn't want to lead him on and keep him in the loop just so I can have a safety net or eventually realize that I was gay and hurt him even more down the line. Again, I apologized a lot and mentioned that I was glad I met him and would like... That clicking's getting loud. I would like to be friends eventually if he ever felt like it. But then he said that even though he will miss me and he wishes me the best, I wasted his time and money, and that he wants me to send $300 or whatever kind of money sign that is. I think it's euros, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was pounds.
Or pounds. As it's only fair to him since it was all for nothing. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit taken back by that. We had arguments multiple times throughout the relationship about him throwing it back in my face that he pays for things. We would argue about unrelated things, and the money issue would get mentioned. I said he didn't pay for anything out of kindness, but because he wanted to hold it against me. I don't know what that means. I said on multiple occasions that I didn't want him to pay for any of the dates at all, if he was going to keep throwing it back in my face.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Imagine me having to pay 7 years of relationship back to you.
I know. That'd be crazy. Imagine that. I couldn't even imagine the amount of money we spent on each other. That's crazy. Imagine. Like, all the food or, like, not even gifts or anything. Just food. That's all we kind of get each other.
And, like, when me and Jane, we eat, it's like, if I get dinner, he gets breakfast. If I get breakfast, he gets dinner.
That's how it works.
And that's how we do it. So, could you imagine?
I feel like it'd be close to maybe, like, 50,000.
I know.
7 years is a lot. I don't know. Maybe less. Maybe, like, 20.
There was a 10. There was a couple of times where we wouldn't even, we're so broke, we didn't go out to eat.
I know, yeah. Those first couple of years. So, I would say maybe, like, 10.
And then, like, 2 years ago, you were in such a health kick that you only ate chicken and green beans for, like, seven exactly. months.
Exactly. So, I think 10. 10's a good number. But, in their situation, I think, I don't know. Do you understand the guy's situation or no? I think if they had arguments throughout the relationship about being like throwing money in their face and stuff like that, then he's obviously not coming from a good place. But I think if that wasn't the situation and he like asked for them, either way, asking for the money back isn't right. Because at that moment, you're with that person and you loved him or you wanted to, you had like good intentions with them and stuff. And then when they like, finding out you're gay and stuff isn't like, you kind of don't choose. You know already.
Yeah.
But you can't really do that to somebody and in
like,
that situation.
It wasn't her fault like that it was with you she found out she was gay. I mean, she already knew, but then it confirmed when she was with you, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. So him trying to throw the money back in her face isn't a good thing.
No. Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Simply as that.
I could only freaking imagine trying to pay each other back for everything.
And I don't even know how long they were. I think it was a couple months, right? You said?
Yeah, for $300, it has to be.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine me trying to pay you back like thousands.
Exactly. Both of each other.
Imagine just keeping tab. You'd be like, okay, today I spent $50 on Charlene. I bought her a Switch the other day. That's like $400.
I would never. But did you want to finish it up?
It got Jaden two pairs of AirPods. That's like $600.
Lost the first ones. But lost him in a Burlington trash can.
Oh, my God. We never talked about it. No. So Jaden got me for his birthday. I was giving him a Switch. It was between a Switch or AirPods. And I was like, okay, you know what? He's going to use the AirPods more. So I got the AirPods. And like it was like the first week, huh? You had him. He had him for like the first week.
I only had him for a week. Like exactly a week.
Yeah. And we were going to Albuquerque with my parents to go school shopping for our cousins that they're adopting. And then he's like, oh, my AirPods aren't charged anyways. Mm-hmm. So we had to use my AirPods, which is like fine. But he had him in his hand, and I saw him have him in his hand, and he was getting all the trash together. And we think that when he's getting the trash together, he accidentally put his AirPods in the bag.
Probably.
And we went like back like maybe an hour later. We found out like an hour later that they were gone. And they had already thrown the trash at the Burlington.
I know. It wasn't even that long. You'd expect him to throw it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I lost the first pair, and now I still have the second pair, luckily.
Yeah. So, we're good.
Yeah. But did you want to finish it? Yeah. I know this week's is kind of shorter, but I feel like we had a good talk about the war and stuff.
Yeah.
Because who knows? Maybe I could be doing, like, a one-minute. We could put out a one-minute episode saying, like, oh, going to the draft.
No.
But, yeah, we'll finish it.
Don't even give us that bad juju.
I know, exactly. But
just pray for those people out there at the war. Pray that everybody comes home safe and sound. Mm-hmm. And
hopefully their family
safe and sound. And yeah, hopefully it doesn't get any worse than this.
Yeah. But yeah, we just wanted to finish it up. We want to thank you guys for watching or listening. as I always say on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or any other ones you choose to listen on, any of your other podcasts that you listen to.
Yeah.
And if you're on YouTube, you could check us out on there. Or if you're listening, you could check us out on YouTube. Thank you guys for watching this week. You could check us out on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I haven't posted on TikTok in a while.
No.
But yeah, give us some love. Show some love. You guys have been showing a lot of love lately, and we really appreciate it.
And stay tuned for Euphoria season finale.
Yeah, I'm excited. We haven't talked about Euphoria at all, but we'll probably talk about it next week.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys hopefully next week. Hopefully life kind of gives us a little break.
Yeah.
But yeah, bye guys.
Bye.